This is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, the show where we experiment, share stories, and explore the ever-changing world of social media.
Welcome to another mini-sode. This week, we're looking at how to get your first 1,000 followers on any social media channel. First, we'll go over the top five strategies that work across all social networks, and then we'll dive into a couple of specific tips for Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Yes, Haley, I'm super excited for this episode today, and we kind of struggled whether we should give everyone a specific content strategy or maybe specific follower strategies, and we opted towards the more tactful, actionable side of things. So today, we're going to be sharing specific follower strategies and not necessarily content strategy.
I'm so excited for this. Let's get started, Brian.
Awesome. Okay, so our first tip right out the gate when you're trying to get your first 1,000 followers on any social media channel is going to seem quite obvious, but it's to fill out your profile completely. It's honestly crazy how this one small thing can be so powerful. Filling out your profile completely means writing an awesome bio with one or two select keywords, hashtags, or even adding some emojis in there for visual effect. And then also be sure to add your URL and location to your profile. URL is great for adding context. Location is great for getting found via search and geographic tools.
Yeah, this is so key. I think that people really notice when your profile isn't complete. Some of the other elements are uploading a profile picture and cover photo and seeding your account with 5 to 10 posts from the get-go. If you are a brand new account, you need to get started sending some posts out, and we can, of course, help. If you put your posts in Buffer, then we'll send them out for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that goes for Instagram specifically when people are starting a new Instagram account to make sure your profile is filled and it looks good before you actually start getting followers.
All right, and our second tip here is to share a link to your profile via your other networks and via email. So if you have a network anywhere else, that's where you should be promoting your account. It's really easy to get your existing contacts from other places to follow you on a network that they're already present in. So an example for this is you can add an announcement to your next company newsletter, especially if this is a brand account and you want employees to follow, or in an email to friends.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that one's so simple to do because think of how many emails you send on a daily basis and how slowly but surely you can start growing your followers. So definitely focus on that email and other networks. The number three tip we have for you today is place follow links and widgets on your blog or website. So this one's super critical, and I see this mistake all the time where companies don't include their social media widgets or even icons on their website. So just including a button on your website or blog and asking visitors to like, follow, or add you on social media is a great way to grow your follower base. For Instagram specifically, you can even add your Instagram grid to your website, which adds a really cool visual element. One of the first things I personally do when I discover a new company's website is check out their social profiles. And the most important thing is it also helps Google understand and link your social profiles to your website. So there's a ton of great resources online on how to make sure you're doing that properly so that Google can find you.
Yeah, it's funny. I do the same thing. Whenever I find a company online, I go and find them on Twitter and Facebook. So our fourth tip for you today is to specifically add your new social profile to your email signature. So I just talked about putting it out in newsletters and any other networks that you have, but this one is particular to get people who you're in touch with on a daily basis or people that you haven't talked to before that you're now emailing to get them to know about your new social account. I personally send so many emails every day, and I'm sure that many of you do as well. Some people get quite fancy and you see these wonderful email signatures that have images in there. Personally, I just have a simple link, and I think that will do the trick, but feel free to get as fancy as you like. Currently, I have my Twitter profile in my email signature, but I'm thinking maybe I might be adding Instagram soon as well.
Yeah, I don't see why not. Awesome. So our fifth and final tip for you today is to follow relevant accounts and follow your competitors' followers. So this seems like kind of a tricky tip for you today, but honestly, it's one of the best ways to find relevant people to follow you on social media, which is super important when you're growing your following. So this works on most social media networks. On Facebook, you can actually like other pages. On Pinterest, you can follow other boards and users. And obviously on Twitter and Instagram, you can follow everyone you want. So starting with all of the relevant accounts in your industry, major influencers, key conferences, key brands, companies, everything you can think of is a great place to start there.
Let's dive into some specific network strategies so that you can walk away from today's episode with some actionable steps for Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm going to kick us off with two of our key Twitter strategies. So the first one, and this is very specific to Twitter, is to use relevant industry hashtags and trending hashtags. So many people discover new accounts through hashtags or they're poking around hashtags. So they are very powerful on Twitter. Make sure you're using the right ones by looking at what is being used in your industry and what is trending, and you can find that right on Twitter. And the second Twitter specific strategy, and I use this a lot when I was just starting out on Twitter and it really worked for me, is to join a Twitter chat or like 12. I joined so many Twitter chats and there are some really great ones out there, and it's an awesome way to get new followers, especially if you engage and add value to the chat. We actually have Buffer Chat, hashtag Buffer Chat, every Wednesday at noon EST. That one gets tons of people in there, so that's a really great place to start.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every time I join a Twitter chat, I get at least 5, 10, 20, 30 new followers. So yeah, it's a great way to grow your follower base. How about some Facebook strategies? I think one of my favorite Facebook strategies is simply inviting friends to like your page. And this might seem kind of obvious and simple to a lot of people, but it really does help grow your base when you're just starting out. So from your Facebook page, you can actually select the option to invite your friends and then browse through your friend list to send a personal invite to them. For businesses and brands, this is also a very cool option, and you can actually invite people with email lists. So anyone who has a great email list for their business can actually send personal invites to people to follow their page using their email list. And then one more cool thing is that anyone who engages with your posts on Facebook, you can actually invite them personally to like your page by clicking the little hyperlink under each one of your posts, expanding that, and then clicking the invite button to people who like or comment on your post.
That is so awesome. Our next Facebook strategy is to spend a little on Facebook advertising. I feel like a lot of people in social media know that Facebook is very pay to play right now. It lacks many of the organic options for getting your name out there. It has a newsfeed algorithm, and then the sheer mass of users means that paying a little bit for extended reach can go a really long way. A couple of tips here: you can advertise to those that are particularly interested in your niche. When in doubt, go more targeted. Fewer than 100,000 people is generally best here. And also retarget the ads to people who have visited your website or blog. I think that's the main tip that usually gets the highest conversion rate.
Absolutely, Haley. I think you hit on something really important there, and that's that you don't have to spend a lot to advertise within your niche. Even I heard the other day something called the dollar a day strategy, where you're essentially paying a dollar a day to grow your follower base based on people who are relevant to your account, and then obviously people who are relevant to your industry. So something as simple as a dollar a day can help grow your followers.
I love that.
All right, so our last and final network is Instagram, of course, and we'd love to help you get started there. So the first thing I'd say is obviously you want to connect your Instagram profile to your Facebook account. So that will help you, your Facebook friends, find and follow you on Instagram, and also give, you know, connect the dot between Facebook and Instagram to help with maybe even get you verified on both networks. So yeah, that's a great place to start, is just simply connecting your Facebook and Instagram.
That's awesome. Second Instagram tip for you today is to come up with a commenting strategies. So if you comment to get noticed and appreciated, it's a little bit better than just like liking posts, although we'll get to that in a second, but make sure that your comments are genuine. I went through at one point and I was trying to build up my Instagram profile for travel specifically, and I went through and commented on all of these top travel posts with my thoughts about the location, and it's kind of crazy how fast it worked, and I got engagement and I got followers immediately. And the next one to this is to like a lot of posts as well. So commenting is best, but liking also works. So Neil Patel tried out several Instagram strategies to gain more followers, and his number one takeaway was that if you want to grow your account by a few hundred followers a day, the best way to accomplish it is to randomly like thousands of photos a day. I mean, I don't think that you need to randomly like them, but this is something that I have seen teenagers do a lot as well. You'll see them not even looking at their phone. They're going through and just liking every Instagram photo. Yep. So I think we should take a cue from teenagers here. Another Instagram tactic for you is to find the best hashtags. Hashtags are really powerful on Instagram. Figure out what influencers in your industry are tagging. For a more specific view, you can check out Focal Mark as well. So I use Focal Mark to tag all of my Instagram photos, and I've seen a lot of growth that way.
Absolutely. And I would love to throw one more Instagram tip in here just because this is on top of my mind. And that's utilizing all of the tools that Instagram has to offer, such as Live and then also Instagram Stories. What this does is maximize your chances of being seen and found in the discoverability, or what they call the Explore tab in Instagram. Honestly, using all the features that Instagram offers allows you to more chances and more opportunities to be discovered by people who might be interested in following you.
That's awesome. And that's it. Thank you for joining us for another mini-sode.
Yeah, everyone, thank you so much. We hope you're enjoying these mini-sodes and we'd love to hear from you. But if you're looking for more tips and tricks just like that, we actually have an entire post on how to grow your followers to the first 1,000 and beyond on our blog. You can check out the link bit.ly/first1000, F-I-R-S-T, 1000, T-H-O-U-S-A-N-D.
And please send us a tweet with the hashtag BufferPodcast to let us know how you're growing your following. We would love to hear from you.